The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Somewhere in New Guinea, earlier today, a young, good-looking United States Marine gave a shout for joy as he eagerly tore the wrappings off a package just received. Some thoughtful friend had sent him a carton of Raleigh cigarettes. And here at home in America, every day, millions of smokers enjoy Raleigh cigarettes, famous for their choicer, more golden tobaccos, famous for their luxury premiums. Raleigh's, the pack with the coupon on the back. So easy to dance with. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's brilliant young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, all of our guests who are the Army and the Navy and the Marines tonight. Thank you very much, and good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman?
You know, I've been kind of busy this week myself.
Well, I suppose you've been showing Mr. Raleigh around town, Red, huh?
Yeah, I took him over to Beverly Hills and showed him the movie star's home. I showed him Hedy Lamarr's house.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, nothing. He just sighed and says, oh, well, I can always stay home and count my coupons.
Well, there are lots of beautiful sights in California, Red.
Yeah.
You could have shown him... Say, you know, you could have shown him the rim of the world highway.
What highway?
The rim of the world.
Is that thing on its rims, too?
Well, Red, you're going to show Mr. Raleigh a good time at a club.
Well, we went to one nightclub, and we had a ringside table, and there was a beautiful bubble dancer, and she was so close to her that her bubble just was out of the reach of Mr. Raleigh's cigarette.
It was, huh?
Yeah. He says, you know, sometimes I wish I'd have made these Raleigh's king size.
Say, Red, why doesn't Mr. Raleigh get a little sore when you kid him about his cigarette?
Look, when you've got something good, a joke won't hurt it.
But Mr. Raleigh's a nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah, for 30 years he's been working very hard, and he hasn't been absent from work one day.
You know, Red, in these times, being absent from work is sabotage. Why, it's just like AWOL, absent without leave.
Is that what AWOL means? I thought that meant any women around loose.
Red, did you know if one man, just one man a day, takes time off from his job, in a month it means a loss of 248 hours of work? Yeah. That means 248 hours, more hours, that some Jap sub is allowed to prowl. There is an acute need to stick on the job today.
I got stuck on a cute little job once. She was a very beautiful...
Hello, Red. Girl.
Hello, Harriet. Say, we were just talking about people taking a day off.
Well, you know, some people just don't seem to care about getting to work. I can't understand it. One fellow I know has been absent from work since December 8th.
Who's that?
My Jap gardener.
Suppose you had a job working 6 days a week, Red, and they asked you to work on Sunday. Would you refuse?
Not me, brother. Anything to get out of reading the funnies to my little brother.
Well, not working these days is just a form of carelessness, like tossing a banana skin on the sidewalk.
Yeah, but over at the Kaiser shipyards, he lets his men toss banana skins anywhere they want to.
Oh, sure, but at that place, you never know where the next ship's going to slide by from. But seriously, though, we can all help in the war effort.
Right. After all, there's no difference between men waiting around with no materials to use or materials waiting around for men to use them.
Yeah, don't be like the girl I know over at Consolidated.
Who's that, Red?
Well, she paints the B-24s on the wings of the bombers, and one day she stopped to put some lipstick on, and the assembly line got way ahead of her.
Well, goodness, what happened?
Well, she was so confused, all she could remember was her phone number. So somewhere in the Pacific, Granite 4185 is bombing the blazes out of the jet.
This is the Army, Mr. Jones. No private rooms or telephones. You had your breakfast in bed before, but you won't have it there anymore. Do what the buglers command. They're in the army and not in a band. This is the army, Mr. Brown. You and your baby went to town. She had you worried, but this is war, and she won't worry you anymore. A bunch of frightened rookie whacks were listening filled with awe, while a lady sergeant was laying down the law. They all stood there at attention, their faces turning red, and the sergeant looked them over, and this is what she said.
This is the Army, Mary Jones. No private rooms or telephones. Remember, you always said that the wife should wear the pants. Well, here is a wonderful chance. This is the Army, Mrs. Crump. May I say you look a trifle plump? You know, you're supposed to drive a truck, not look like one, my dear. But you'll soon take it off around here. Your sergeant's command is no bluff. She's not your husband, this gal's really tough. Right dress, you'll hear the sergeant shout. But your right dress has already been picked out. You used to go shopping from store to store, but it won't worry you anymore.
That was This is the Army, Mr. Jones, sung by Ozzie and Harriet, or I should have said Harriet and Ozzie. Almost forgot my manners there. Which, by the way, is our topic for tonight, different people and their etiquette. First, we go out west where we find Deadeye, the good old bad man.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse, whoa! You don't go, I'm going to tell the draft board you're in the 18-19-8 group.
That did it.
Hey, who's that flunky all dressed up like a chauffeur and sitting in a fancy buggy, too?
Howdy, Mr. Deadeye.
Well, wonderful Smith. Man, where'd you get that red suit?
Well, you know the organ grinder what come to town yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, tonight his monkey is freezing.
You stole that suit from the monkey? I don't believe it.
If you was wearing it. Every 10 minutes, I got to run up the side of a building.
Yeah? Who you working for?
Gentleman Jack, and what a wolf.
A wolf? What's that?
A wolf is any guy over the age of 17 in a zoot zoot. But there's one thing about Gentleman Jack, though.
Yeah?
He sure has proper etiquette.
He does?
Now, at dinner with a lady, he never reaches his hand way out for the food.
Well, neither do I.
I know, but you've got the clutchingest toes I ever saw.
Well, you tell them if I ever find him around Buckshot Annie, I'll fill him so full of lead, they won't bury him. They'll just donate him to the salvage drive.
Yeah, well, you better phone the Junior Army, because here he comes. And look who's with him.
My gal. I'll fix that guy right now.
Careful there, fella. You just missed me.
I'm sorry.
Now, look, stranger, you don't seem to have the manners of a real Westerner. How long have you been out here?
Oh, not long. I just flew in by Texas steer.
Now, what are you talking about? Steers can't fly through the air.
You mean you ain't heard about meat going up?
I'm not afraid of you, Deadeye. One move and I'll plug you full of holes.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to call your bluff.
Well, go ahead.
Here, bluff. Here, bluff.
Now, no rough stuff, Deadeye. This is my new romance.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Bet you use soap, too, don't you?
Jack, this is Deadeye.
How do you do, Deadeye?
Yeah.
Buckshot Annie's given me her heart, and now I'm going to ask her to give me her hand.
Oh, wait a minute. What are you working up to? Now, get this straight. Look, gal, I love you. When you look at me, a small voice keeps saying,
Well, what does it say?
I don't know. It's so small I can't hear it. But I love you. I love the way you roll your eyes. Go ahead and roll them for me.
Okay.
Well, look at that. Boxcar.
Now, look, Gentleman Jack's my friend, so I want you to be friend.
Okay, I will.
Have a cigarette, did I?
No, thanks. I don't... Oh, Raleigh, huh? Well, maybe I better.
Have a Raleigh, Buckshot?
Don't mind if I do.
Light, did I?
No, none of them sissy matches for me. I light my cigarettes with a gun.
Aren't you afraid you'll shoot your nose off?
No. It's easy once you know how. Oh, well, I was tired of smelling anyway.
Boy, you're the dumbest guy I ever saw.
Yeah, but I ain't dumb enough to let you steal my gal.
Now, none of that stuff. I got you covered.
You got me covered? None of that bullockin' Bob Hope, brother. Now, look, Jack. Put your gun away. Where's your etiquette? You know our custom out here in the West. We always count three before we draw.
Okay, I'll count.
Oh, no, you don't. Not if I want to get out of here alive, you don't.
Well, you look like a gentleman, did I? So I'll let you count.
Okay, here we go. Ready? One, two, three. Now, that's what I call good manners. He dropped a curtsy to me as he fell.
Then we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He has his own peculiar manners. None.
Well, here I am. On my way to Daisy June's house for dinner. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you Boy, am I hungry. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. Oh, come back. I was only kidding, Warlaway.
Well, here's Daisy June's house. I just knock on the door.
Hello, Clem.
Well,
Clem, here, let me take your hat.
Okay.
Clem, your hat's stuck to your head.
No, it ain't. I keep my turtle up there, and sometimes he won't let go.
Howdy, Clem.
Hey, who's this guy?
Well, Clem, I want you to meet Mr. False Start.
Howdy.
Howdy. How's that for a snappy comeback? Boy, you throw the gags to me. I'll have to live with you, brother. Hey, what do you do for a living, bub?
Well, I work in an airplane factory.
Yeah?
Pardon me, I'm going to sneeze.
What kind of a sneeze is that?
Well, I worked in Lockheed so long, it's become a habit.
Oh, don't be silly. I used to work in a jukebox factory, but it didn't bother me. Bother me.
Ready. Shall we eat?
Yes, we shall.
Hey, fella, mind your manners.
Clem, you knocked the ketchup into your coffee.
Well, what do you know? G.I. tomato soup.
I'll help you to some spaghetti, Mr. Falstart.
Oh, thank you. This is good.
That's no way to eat spaghetti, mister. You look like old dumbbell ringing at this up there. Here, I'll show you. You just put one in your mouth like this, and then you go...
Like that.
Let's see you do that again, chum.
All right. Now, who tied a knot in that one?
Well, how's the chicken, Clem?
It's terrible. There's no meat on them.
Clem, that's Mr. Falstart's arm.
He's a skinny old bird, ain't he?
What manners?
Oh, you're always picking on my manners. See, my last girl didn't care how I ate, and she was mighty pretty, too. Little Audrey, I'll never forget her. Had a neck just like a swan.
Well, she had a neck like a swan. Why'd you quit going with her?
Found out she had webbed feet, too.
You want some coffee, Clem?
I don't mind if I do have some coffee.
Ain't that enough? It's running out of the side of my mouth.
What kind of coffee is this?
Drip?
Yes, my love.
Will you have some cake?
Oh, thank you.
Ham?
Oh, cake, boy. And you know, I never marry a girl unless she can make cake like my mother used to make.
Well, here, just put it on your plate.
Okay. Well, what do you know? Just like mother used to make.
Jim, you're dropping crumbs on the tablecloth.
Well, so what? I'll help you shake it off before you put it back on the bed.
Well, that was a mighty tasty meal, believe me. Now, if I only had a napkin.
Well, use your shirt tail. You ain't at the Waldorf, you know.
Well, I've got to go now. Maybe I could come back for some breakfast. I'm away home from the graveyard shift.
Why, sure. Come back anytime you're hungry.
Well, thank you. Goodbye.
He sure blew out of here in a hurry, didn't he? Hey, when can I come back again, Dan?
I'll never ask you to dinner again. Never.
Why not?
Why, your manners are awful. There was 2 pieces of cake left on that plate. You took the big piece and left me the little one.
Well, which would you have taken?
Why, I'd have taken the little one.
She would have taken the little one. Well, she got it. What's she yelling about?
And his orchestra playing Stand Back, Del Ruth. Freund is ready to light the set. And now to show how good manners can help keep a home peaceful and quiet, let's look into a place where a man can relax and enjoy life.
And another thing.
So that's where the secret mime sight went, huh?
I've told you 1,000 times never to take your shoes off in the living room when company's here.
Well, that's all right. Nobody will steal them.
Why can't you have nice manners like other men?
Oh, then everybody will think I was a radio announcer.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Listen.
Relax. Enjoy life to the fullest with a smoother, milder Raleigh cigarette. You can see by comparison that Raleigh's give you the more golden tobaccos. Tobaccos that any expert will tell you are choicer, more expensive. But your taste tells the full story. and you'll discover that Raleigh's superb blend of 31 of these finer tobaccos makes the difference. A distinctive difference, reflected in Raleigh's unrivaled richness, their full-bodied, tempting taste and flavor.
Oh, there's a man for you.
For me? What's he got for me?
For you. For all of you who smoke Raleigh cigarettes, there are dozens and dozens of luxury premiums to add to your pleasure. Bridge tables, chairs, lamps, tableware, all for gracious living. Sportswear, luggage, fountain pens, personal items too numerous to mention, that can be yours in exchange for Raleigh coupons, as well as cash or the equivalent in war stamps.
You call him polite?
You're darn right, brother, because I always offer this. The pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh cigarette.
People are sometimes embarrassed by bad manners while in the public. Take the case of a lady and her little boy. They're on their way to see a movie. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean old kid. Hey, Mommy, don't walk so fast. Me little legs, it's all I can do to reach the ground now.
Well, we've got to hurry, Junior. We want to get to the theater before the prices change.
Hey, are we going to a burlesque show?
No! Now, don't you think you're too young to go to a burlesque show? Well, don't you?
I could answer that, but we'd only get Pop in trouble.
Well, here's the theater.
Oh, boy. Look how somebody really messed up that cement. Look at all them footprints.
Oh, Junior, they were put there by movie stars.
Sloppy bunch, ain't they? Well, what do you know? A big mud puddle right on the sidewalk. I think I would lay down and cool me with a body.
Junior, don't you dare!
Well, look at Mommy. Where'd you get that polka dot dress? Well, I will buy the ticket, you know. A gentleman always paid, you know.
Have you the money?
Well, I have to be a married gentleman. Will you lend me time?
Oh, here, I'll hold you up the ticket window.
Okay, okay.
Ooh, oh, goodness, you're heavy.
Ain't I, dog?
I'll be glad when you're grown up. In fact, I wish you were grown up right now.
Well, I don't.
Why?
These little pants would be all for tie. Well, I will ask the cashier for a ticket. Give me a ticket. Gee, what an ugly cashier.
Oh, Junior, now you apologize.
Okay, I'm sorry, lady. You're not really ugly. And I hope that you and Boris Karloff will be very happy together.
You have got to obey me there.
Oh, you hit me, you hit me. You broke my widow middle. You broke my widow middle. Now I can't stand up straight.
Don't be silly. You are standing up straight.
I can't bend over.
You come with me and stop acting like an ill-bred little dope.
Okay, okay. I had gone to the picture show. Rosa did red and Violet took pink. If it's a double feature, one picture will... Here's your ticket, Mr.
Well, hello there. My, what a nice little boy.
Ain't I, dog?
Wait a minute. How old are you?
I will be born Friday. You ain't tricking me into playing.
Okay, I'll just tear your ticket in half.
No. Split it three ways. Me mummy's in on that. Hey, Mommy, can I have some candy to chew on?
No, Junior, no. You've been eating too much candy. All your teeth will fall out.
Well, that's good. And then when Gramp talks to me, I can spray right back at him.
Well, you can't have any candy.
Now, you let me have some candy or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you take racing bets over the telephone.
I do not.
Oh, no. Put 15 cents on Rag Raglan, will you?
I can't. He isn't running today. You come on. Let's find a seat.
Okay.
Junior, what are you doing? Stop unscrewing those little lights on the seats. Do you want someone to fall?
You don't know me very well. That is right.
Are there two seats in there, Junior?
Yes, there is.
Well, I'll just sit down and...
But there's somebody in them.
Well, here are two. Now, you sit down.
Oh, boy, the picture door in the picture... Oh, boy, a Marlene Dietrich picture.
Shh, not so loud, Junior.
Hey, I can't see. That lady in front of me got a big feather in her hat.
What?
I said I can't see. That dame in front of me got a big feather in her hat.
Shh.
Oh, the steam's coming up. Hey, lady, take that feather out of your hat, will you?
Oh, here, lean over this way.
I still can't see. There's a fellow in front of me nicking with his girl, and they got their heads together.
Quiet, Junior.
Why, I can't see. Hey, fella, would you mind nicking a girl on the other side of you?
Junior!
there. Hey, Mommy, I will go out in the lobby to the water fountain and take a bath. All right, you're going to get a drink of water. Look at that big vein. I think I'll crawl up and look in that.
It always works. It always
works. Junior, come over here and sit down.
Okay, okay.
Stop squirming, for goodness sake.
I can't see nothing. There's a bald-headed man blocking me view. First he scratches one side of his head, and then he scratches the other side. There he goes again.
Hey, bub, why don't you chase him out in the middle? You can catch him.
I will fix him. I will crawl under the seat and nip on his leg. That's what I will do.
Ow! Ow! Let me out of here!
Well, I wonder what happened to him. I can't understand why he'd run out in the middle of a picture.
But we can't we, folks?
Now, look, one more peep out of you and home you go.
Well, I'd just as well go home. I'm behind that lady with a feather and I can't see a thing. You were my favorite picture, too, of Mickey Mouse. Yeah. Well, look what I found in me widow pocket. A pocket knot. Nice and sharp, too. Yes, the thing for snipping feathers. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I will reach over and snip that feather right off her hat. I fell out of my seat. Broke
good
my watch.
Heavens.
Broke my watch.
Good heavens, what happened? Look how big your ears are.
Ears nothing. Somebody got their shoes off and I fell with them.
Pipe smokers, you're in for a real smoking discovery when you light on Sir Walter Raleigh. It's a smooth smoke packed with a rich, nut-like flavor. Sir Walter Raleigh is blended from extra choice burleys, cured and aged to the peak of mellowness for an extra measure of smoking pleasure. Never bites your tongue because its special crimp cut ensures cool, even burning with a more pleasing, fragrant aroma. Tonight, try the quality pipe tobacco of America. Sir Walter Raleigh. Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Oz and Elson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Meanwhile, listen to the Tommy Dorsey Show tomorrow night over most of these same stations. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And remember, folks, the most important job today is your job. Do it well. Bye. Bye.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This program has been broadcast to the armed forces overseas and has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.